Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, me and Alan Stubbs have a laugh. We kind of felt that Stubbsy was Colin Todd's project and Bruce was mine, or I was his. And, you know, Colin would stay behind with Stubbsy and Bruce would stay behind with me, and we'd work on left foot, right foot, heading, third man running, all this kind of stuff, shooting. And I loved it. Tackling, how to tackle properly, how to tackle and get away with it. All these things. He taught me so much. But to go back to your question is, if you've ever been to Burnden Park, or you ever remember Burnden Park, when you come off the motorway, you come round, you go down the hill, and on the right hand side, Burnden Park's on your right hand side, but just before you get to Burnden Park, there's a row of shops on the right, which there was a pie shop there, which Bruce Rayock used to make on your birthday. You had to buy the pies and cakes, and they'd get across after training, all the lads in the bath, pies and cakes, and you'd all have a bit of banter, and it was great. And just before Burnden Park, on the right-hand side, there was a little independent car showroom, tiny. And in this car showroom was a green Lotus Elan. And we used to pass it every day going into training. And I used to look at this car, mate, and I used to think, I want that car. I want that car. And, you know, I've done it with a few things in my life. I remember looking at a suit in a shop window and thought, I want that suit. And I got the suit. I saved enough money and I got the suit. And I remember looking Burnden Park. I remember watching the first team when I was just signed and the crowds was falling. It was brilliant atmosphere. And I remember saying to myself, I want to play for the first team here. I want to do that. And I managed to do it. And then Anfield, I was standing on the cop against Bristol City or Bristol Rovers. They beat Liverpool. Suey was the manager. Knocked them out of the FA Cup. But I remember that night thinking, I'd love to play. I want to play here. I want to play here. And, you know, all these dreams have come true for me. But this Lotus Elan was one of them moments. It was one of the, I want that car. So I signed a new deal. So I goes in, I says to Stubbsy, me and Stubbsy used to sign these deals. We were like in clockwork, me and Stubbsy. So we signed these deals. So I said to Stubbsy, I'm buying a new car. And he went, so am I. And just further up the road was a Vauxhall garage. So Stubbsy went up to the Vauxhall garage to buy his new car. And I went in this little independent showroom and I walked in. And the fella, he knew straight away. And I said, I want to buy this car. And he said, okay. And we sorted out all the paperwork. And I drove it out the showroom. In fact, the next day I went back and picked it up. The next day I went back and it was all like shiny and it was all ready for me. Finished training, couldn't wait to get up there. Got me Lotus Elan convertible, like shot home, racing green. It was racing green. Got home. My mum's like looking at me, what is that? I'm made up, right? So I'm like, drives into training the next day, parks it up, like in the car park, goes into training. Bruce walks straight into the dressing room. He just goes, this is before training, he goes, whose is the Lotus Elan? So I've gone, oh my God. So I've gone, yeah, Gaffer, it's mine. He's gone, come and see me after training. So I've gone, all right. I've gone and seen him after training. All training, I'm thinking, what's going on? So I've gone into training. He said, I've had your mum on the phone. He said, that car, he said, I'm not having it. You're driving up and down the M62 every day. He said, not having it. He said, you're crashing that, you're dead. He said, I've rang so-and-so from the car showroom. He's got a check there. He's going to give you all your money back. He went, drive up there and go and buy yourself a proper car, like Stubbsy. He bought an Astra. Stubbsy had bought an Astra. So in the end, I've had to go to the Vauxhall garage. I had to buy a Vauxhall. And mate, every day that Lotus Elan went back in the window, and every day that Lotus Elan was like that at me, just shaking its head, just like, what more can I say? And I had to give it back, and that was it. One day I had it, one day.
Change times. I can't walk past Bruce Rea teaching you about third man run or tackling, how to tackle well, how to get away with one. People that listen to this series, they're genuinely interested in the art of football. Pick anything out of those examples you gave and explain what he taught you.
We used to play a lot of practice matches, a lot of shape with Bruce. He was a stickler, you know, for playing into Andy Walker. I mean, we had some fantastic Scots play for us. Ian McNeil was the scout up there, brought out.
Johnny McGinley.
Yeah, John McGinley, Andy Walker. What a player Andy Walker was. John was very raw, but very effective. Coyley was brilliant. What a fella Coyley is. Stevie Fulton come down. Miksu Patalainen come down, mate. It was brilliant. But Bruce, I mean, I was talking to you there about, you know, things he taught me. But we had a player called Mark Patterson. Right, northern boy, Paddy was. I think he was from somewhere like Preston. He'd been at the club a while. Rough, like dogged, like aggressive, hard as nails. So anyway, we were playing this practice match, but he used to kick shit out of me, Paddy, because I was like this young kid. I'd just come into the team. And to be all honesty, it was a threat to his position because I'd gone into midfield. So we played in this practice match. Mate, he smashed me. He cut me in half, like smashed me. Got up. You know, you're told, especially from the family I'm from, you don't show pain, you just get up and you carry on. You don't show it like you're defeated, you just get on with it. If you get the opportunity, you get them back. So we come off half-time, and Bruce just says to, because we had a couple of young lads playing to make up the numbers, just says to one of the young lads, off, and he comes on. Bruce comes on. Comes on, middle of the park, 5 minutes gone, giving the ball away. Anyway, the ball goes out. I remember it goes out to the left and Paddy is going towards the ball and Bruce just goes diag and just like full pelt. Mate, he tackles him up here, like two-footed up here. It's like smashes him. Like you remember Bruce Rea? Like he just smashes him and like stands up. He was like that Ali Foreman when he stands up and he's looking over him. It's like that moment. He's like, and he just turned around to me and he went, "That's how you tackle." And I just remember thinking, like one, he's like proper looked after me. So it was that like, yeah, he's on my side, the gaffer, like he's on my side. But also I just thought like, I'm never going to like, if I have to get someone back, I'm going to muller them. Do you know what I mean? Because obviously it's acceptable for him. It's acceptable for me. Like, and obviously that's what he likes. So mate, I was like, so I mean, a lot of my games for Bolton, you know, I used to fly into tackles. I used to like smash people and stuff, and you know, I got a thirst for it. I actually loved like the art of tackling. I loved it. I loved like a 50-50. I never shirked out of a 50-50, mate. Never. And you know, you give me one, I used to love it. I used to love it.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.